Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines. And once again, the big issue for the Obama administration is health care. 2 days after meeting with leaders from all different sectors of the healthcare industry, and 1 day after releasing numbers showing that the Medicare and Social Security systems are headed towards default sooner than even expected, President Obama once again saying he wants healthcare reform and he wants it soon. He says current conditions show that we can't wait any longer.
We've got to get this done. We've got to get it done this year. We've got to get it done this year, both in the House and in the Senate. And we don't have any excuses. The stars are aligned.
As mentioned on Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner released the numbers showing that Medicare will be completely out of business by 2017 and Social Security will start losing money by 2016 and be out of business by 2037 unless major reforms are made. President Obama says it's clear that rising health care costs are leading us to these record deficits.
The fact of the matter is the most significant driver by far of our long-term debt and our long-term deficits is ever-escalating health care costs.
You heard the president say a moment ago he wants health care reform done and done this year. He even gave Congress a deadline.
The House is working to pass a comprehensive health care reform bill by July 31st, before they head out for the August recess. And that's the kind of urgency and determination that we need.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is ready to lead the fight, and she says she agrees with the president that this reform is needed now.
Health care reform is entitlement reform, and this is about cost, taking down the cost of health care to the Americans, to our economy, and to our budget.
In other news today, in a major reversal, President Obama now trying to block the release of photos showing Americans allegedly abusing prisoners in Afghanistan and Iraq. At least these are pictures of those detainees undergoing enhanced interrogation techniques. Pentagon officials warned that release of the photos could fuel anti-American tensions and endanger U.S. troops, particularly in the Muslim world. Obama said publication of the photos would not add any additional benefits to ongoing investigations and could put U.S. troops in further danger.
These photos are associated with closed investigations of the alleged abuse of detainees in our ongoing war effort. And I want to emphasize that these photos that were requested in this case are not particularly sensational.
Federal judges have cleared the release of the classified pictures, but Obama wants to send the issue back to the courts. Last month, the administration agreed with a court order to release the photos by May 28th. In the meantime, Obama emphasizing that any abuse of terror suspects under his watch is unacceptable.
Any abuse of detainees is unacceptable. It is against our values. It endangers our security. It will not be tolerated.
Meanwhile, up on Capitol Hill, a Senate subcommittee opening hearings into Bush-era interrogations of those terrorist suspects. Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse chairs the subcommittee, and he says, historically speaking, waterboarding has always been seen in this country as torture.
The lies are legion. President Bush told us America does not torture, while authorizing conduct that America has prosecuted, both as crime and war crime, as torture.
At that same hearing, lawmakers heard from former FBI agent Ali Soufan, who testified behind a dark screen to protect his identity. He says that he's not sure that waterboarding is even all that effective when it is authorized.
The technique is also unreliable. We don't know whether the detainee is being truthful or just speaking to mitigate his discomfort.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is also on that subcommittee. He believes that the Bush administration maybe went too far in its response to the 9/11 attacks.
There's not one iota of doubt in my mind that they were trying to protect the nation. But they made mistakes. They took a very aggressive interpretation of what the law would allow. And that came back to bite us. It always does.
Speaking of the Senate, President Obama talked about a new justice for the U.S. Supreme Court with key Democratic and Republican senators as he ponders a successor to the retiring Justice David Souter. The meeting included Majority Leader Harry Reid, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy, and ranking Republican Judiciary Committee member Jeff Sessions. Senator Reid says he believes the discussions were wide-ranging and went well. Senator McConnell says that he wants the Senate Judiciary Committee to do its diligence in vetting the nominee. He also says he would like to see a nominee from the president who will actually base their Supreme Court decisions on the law.
The importance of following the law and not acting like a legislator on the bench. Suffice it to say that if I were making this nomination, empathy would not be a word that I would have chosen.
In business now, Chrysler's entire bankruptcy proceeding could take years rather than months, as had been touted by the president. An Obama administration source tells Bloomberg.com the president is correct in saying the sale of Chrysler's profitable entities, like the Dodge truck and the Jeep brands, to Fiat will be quick, but it may take 2 years or more for the troubled assets, like the outdated, redundant, and inefficient auto plants, as well as thousands of legal claims, to be dealt with. On Wall Street, the Dow off 184, the S&P 500 losing 24, the Nasdaq down 52, oil off 83 cents for the day. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, tackling asthma. We'll talk with Chris Draft of the St. Louis Rams on how to get parents and coaches dealing with asthma more effectively. We'll talk with censorship author Brian Jennings about the liberal effort to silence talk radio. And when we come back, praise for the president in his opposition to the release of interrogation photos. Stay tuned.